And turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with perfume." And here's how I see that today. I just want to say that this might be how it would be today, because we don't do these kind of things. But I think he might say today, "I want to tell you something, critic. Since that person walked in here and doesn't understand all the rules in the church, they have not ceased to applaud for me all the time. And you stand with your arms folded and you criticize because they're not decent and in order. And I want you to know that I saw some of them. I saw when they were there that they were dancing while they were singing. And you never tapped one foot." You say, "Terry, I don't see that in the Bible. I don't see where she was to be emotional and all of that in there either." But he was thrilled over it. Do you know why? Because of the emotion that was present in her love for him. Mm-hmm. And the guy that's standing there judging it, didn't have a clue what was going on. He didn't understand a thing, even though he had his doctorate in understanding the Word of God. He didn't know God when he was in the room with him.
Mm.
And I want you to see that this is an amazing setting where this lady is so exemplifying where we get to live and who we get to be and how we can come loose in our love for God and we are free. This lady sets the church free.
Amen. Amen.
And it is needed still today. This is a picture of a person who is pleasing Jesus with tremendous gratitude over the one who has awesome knowledge.
Yes.
The Word of God still says that knowledge puffs up. It's the heart that is so overflowing that Jesus makes crystal clear that He says one of you in this room goes away today saved, not two. He said in verse 48, and He said to her, "Your sins have been forgiven."